Well, folks, we have touched down in Seattle, and Have Weimel Travel is very excited to be back in Seattle. It's been a long time, and I am here at the Inn at the Market. Now, we will explain that further to you, folks, but we're looking at the beautiful bay here. Troy is with us here, folks, and he is going to tell us about the Inn right here at the Market, and what a great spot to be in. I don't have to do anything except walk up down the stairs, and restaurants, shops, everything is right here. It's kind of scary to walk up and down the street here. If you're not hungry, you will be shortly.
Correct. Yes, very much so. Well, welcome to the Inn. We're a 76-room hotel right here in Pike Place Market. Part of the charm of the hotel is the fact that no one knows it's here.
Yeah.
Inside of this beautiful little courtyard with the restaurants, the ivy, the brick, the fountain. So when guests stay with us, they feel like they have a little piece of Seattle, a little hidden gem.
And it's almost like having your own bungalow here right close to the water. And the market is right here. Really a fascinating place with all the different shops and food shops. A place that you can spend 2 or 3 days and really never cover the same ground.
That's correct. One of the things that's funny about this area is people think, oh, I just need a day or two. And they kind of go, we need to extend our stay because there's so much more we want to see, do, and eat here in Seattle.
You can spend weeks eating here in Seattle, and it really has become a mecca for food and wine, and really that's why I'm back. It's a great situation here.
Summarize right now, we have a partial water view, which is one of our favorite rooms here at the hotel. It's not like when you go to Hawaii and you can see a sliver of blue. This is a full-on, for the most part, water view overlooking the bay.
Told me that, and now that I'm in the room here, it's very interesting for me because there's nothing partial about this. There's actually a great deck sitting right outside of my window, and I have sat out there 2 or 3 times during the last 24 hours enjoying the view and enjoying Seattle and downtown by itself, and a lot of very friendly, happy people.
Very happy people here. We have a huge return guest factor. People love coming every year to celebrate the holidays with us, whether it's this time of the year or any time of the year.
Well, I'm going to be staying with you for a few nights, and I looked at the itinerary, and you have something special.
I do. Tonight, we're going to upgrade you to one of our one-bedroom suites. They are located on the upper floors, and you're going to have a beautiful area, living room, overlooking all the Pike Place Market, the water. You're going to see the ferries crossing over to the Olympics, and a master bedroom in the back.
Absolutely beautiful here at the Inn, and we are also going to be enjoying Cafe Campagna later on. Folks, we will have some great food and wine there. Wines are being delivered as we speak, and we are getting ready for a great few days here in Seattle. Troy, thank you very much. Let's give the website here for the hotel and also the phone number.
Local telephone number here is 206-443-3600, and our website address is www.inatthemarket.com.
Make some plans here. Probably not this holiday, but there's a lot of great time coming up. And one note to you folks, Seattle is one of the most beautiful places in the world in the summertime. Cheers. Well, folks, we're enjoying the beautiful city of Seattle, and the whole downtown area really has become a mecca for food and wine, and the Washington wines have come to the forefront here, and it's a real pleasure to be back in Seattle. It's been a while for me. You're listening to Have Wine, We'll Travel and the Adventures of Dr. Vino, and we have an adventure today. We are at Cafe Campagna. Bill Munden is sitting here with me, and Bill, we have a couple of dishes we're going to enjoy here. I'm going to be doing a lot of talking. I'm going to be doing a lot of eating. Our first dish.
First up, for an appetizer, we have that calamar à la Provençal. It's a sautéed squid dish. It's one of our classics that's been around on the menu since as long as I can remember, long before I was here. And it's just really exquisite in its simplicity and the quality of ingredients. Basically, all you do is we just take some olive oil and heat it up, throw in some capers, let those pop, and then we throw in the calamar, the garlic, the parsley, let it cook for just 30 seconds, and then hit it with some lemon juice. The lemon juice cuts the richness of the dish, but then it stops the cooking process, so you don't get that super chewy calamar that a lot of people are used to when you fry it. Most people think fried calamari is the way to go, but for me, the sautéed calamari is really just highlights the dish.
I have two wines. I have a Viognier, and I also have a Chardonnay. The Chardonnay has a good backbone and acidity to it, but I like your wine also.
Yeah, the Viognier is a great choice as well. Off our wine list, I would probably either go with maybe the Chablis, 100% Chardonnay, aged in stainless steel, no oak to it, but it's got some nice body. Or a Sancerre, so it's a Sauvignon Blanc from the Loire Valley.
You know, I think we have the whole spectrum covered here, and we're going to be enjoying two dishes as we move on. This is really a classic French dish, but it's also done so well here. I'm glad you ordered two of these.
The cassoulet, yeah, absolutely. It is our signature dish for the wintertime. A lot of people ask why we don't serve it year-round, but it's just so rich and filling that you wouldn't want it in the summer. Basically, it's sort of started as a peasant dish, where they would just throw everything together and just let it cook for a few days. But It's, for us, it's kind of the ultimate comfort food. You've got white bean, bacon, and tomato for the base, and there's pork shoulder, pork hock, duck confit, a garlic sausage we make here in-house, and lamb. And the whole process takes about 3 days, but it's well worth it.
It's really great comfort food. And there's a great spot in cuisine for comfort food. And the cold winter months go on, and this is a perfect match here with these wines. And I think we have our work cut out for us, Bill. It's time for us to put the microphones down and start enjoying some great food. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you.